Good afternoon, Rangel. This is Jamie Roberts with the Emergency Operations Center for your COVID update for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. During the last 7 days, the state of Alaska reported 818 new cases, 30 hospitalizations, and one death within Alaska. Rangel currently has 2 active cases of COVID-19 in the community. According to the state's alert levels, the northern southeast region, which includes Wrangell, is in the low alert level. You can visit the data hub at data.coronavirus.alaska.gov. For more information, including the daily case count, you can visit wrangellcovid19.org. Alaska has evidence of 3 different COVID variants that have entered into the state. The B117, or UK variant, has been introduced into Alaska at least 20 different times, mostly in the Anchorage Matsu region and also in southeast and interior Alaska. Its introduction has resulted in community transmission, which is not surprising since it is a dominant variant in the United States at this time. Alaska has seen 1 case of the P1 Brazilian variant in the state in the southwest region. There is no evidence at this time that community transmission of the P1 variant is occurring in Alaska. Up through April 24th, the total number statewide of B117 UK variant cases is 31. The P1 Brazil, there's 9 cases, and the B1351, which is the South African variant, there's 1. Wrangell has 2 local ordinances in place that require testing prior to or upon arrival in Wrangell. That includes travelers coming in from within the state and from out of state. There is also a quarantine option instead of testing for Alaska residents only. Fully vaccinated individuals are not required to test before travel or after arriving into Wrangell. However, it is highly recommended that fully vaccinated travelers who are planning on attending any gatherings like weddings or graduations or parties within 14 days after arriving, where at-risk individuals may be in attendance, to go ahead and test at the Wrangell Airport upon arrival and quarantine until those results are received. Travelers coming in on the Alaska Marine Highway can test at the airport at the next available jet arrival. Any incoming traveler can get a free COVID test upon arrival, even when it is not required. If you will be testing upon arrival, please sign in to the Safe Travels app prior to arrival to register for a free COVID-19 test at www.alaska.covidsecureapp.com. It is a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Any questions regarding travel can be submitted to travel@wrangell.com or by calling 874-COVI or 2684. All residents and any visitors from out of state that are age 16 years and older that are interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine can register at covid19.search.org. The Johnson & Johnson Janssen single-dose vaccine is now available in Wrangell. Please provide a valid email when you register, and you will receive an email notification to schedule your appointment. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the Wrangell Medical Center at 874-7000 or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. In anticipation of the upcoming authorization of the Pfizer vaccine for youth ages 12 to 15, Search is asking those interested to register for vaccination at covid19.search.org. That will allow Search to procure resources and be ready to schedule clinics to meet the demand. On April 28th, Alaska's Health Department held a free online webinar to discuss the pending authorization of COVID-19 vaccines for youth ages 12 to 15. The replay is available in the Echo Archives and also on the Echo Facebook page. You can also go to the KSDK website, and the links will be included in this COVID update. And they will also be included on the city Facebook page. Approximately 1,130 Wrangell residents have at least received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccination. With each vaccination, we're getting closer to be able to put the pandemic behind us, but we're not there yet. So please stay vigilant by following the recommended mitigation measures, such as wearing a mask, staying home when you're sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, keeping your social circle small, and washing your hands. Local communities across Alaska, with encouragement and support from the state of Alaska and Governor Dunleavy, are together launching the Sleeves Up for Summer campaign. This is a community-driven campaign to increase COVID-19 vaccinations statewide by 25% during May. Let's work together by rolling up our sleeves and putting the pandemic behind us. With Alaskans' help, the state can continue to be a nationwide leader in community immunization against COVID-19. This increase in vaccinations will also allow us to have a safer tourist season. If you are experiencing symptoms, please stay home and contact Search for testing. The uncontrolled spread of COVID can have negative impacts on the well-being of residents and the local economy. Symptoms may start 2 to 14 days after exposure. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the Wrangell Medical Center Monday through Friday at 874-7000. Free asymptomatic testing is also available twice a day at the Wrangell Airport during jet arrival. If you have been vaccinated but are experiencing symptoms, it's still important to get tested as the vaccines are not 100% effective. Until next week, stay diligent, stay healthy, and consider getting vaccinated.